Welcome to the Intention Setting 2022 with Desda Zuckerman, sponsored by the Sacred Anatomy Academy. I'm Cheryl Berry, a Sacred Anatomy energy medicine practitioner and Desda's assistant and your host for today's event. You will need a blank piece of paper and something to write your thoughts down on. Bring matches or a lighter and something to use as a burning bowl, an abalone shell, a metal container, or a fireplace to collect the ashes of 2021. If your list is all ready to go, place it nearby. And if not, we will give you time to make or add to your existing list. This is simple, just what comes up for you. Not every single thing, but almost everything. And you'll also need a place to sit or lay down where you can still hear the class and see the monitor during our meditation. And make sure you have blankets, pillows, whatever you need to be comfortable during this deep meditation. Let me share a little bit about your teacher, Desda Zuckerman. In 1997, Desda founded the discipline Sacred Anatomy Energy Medicine, SAEM. It's an intentional healing modality and philosophy based in the subtle anatomy that is located around and includes your physical body. A clairvoyant and seer, she has led visionary meditations for the new year for over 10 years. This year, she has opened up this meditative journey on the winter solstice to include and extend into the days of light, the last 10 days of this year. She has done this to support the energetic shift we are all experiencing at this powerful and sometimes difficult time. She holds the life goal and purpose to lift the frequency of the human species and asks that you join her today in this task. Today, we will explore your personal connection to your sacred anatomy and how it can support you in living a more focused and happier light. So please give a warm welcome to Desda Zuckerman.
Well, hi, everybody. It's been interesting getting here this morning. We had some very interesting things happen, and it just goes to show you that when you're getting ready to release, big resistance will show up. I want to give a special shout out to a lovely participant, Pam. Thank you for tipping us off to the fact that we had a problem with the webinar, and we fixed it with the help of Zoom, and everything is running smoothly now. But we really owe you a big thanks. Thank you so much, dear. And I also want to thank Regina and John Schulman, who sent me these beautiful flowers. Aren't they gorgeous? Such a beautiful thing to do. And I am so grateful. I want to thank Bobby and Cheryl for doing everything that they do every single day of 2021. And now as we're lifting off into 22, I know they'll both keep doing these great, great jobs that they do. So as we come together, everybody, let's take three deep cleansing breaths to bring us present. Dropping into your body. Allowing yourself to become really anchored. And now we open our class circle, embracing and connecting with the participants that are with us today around the world. And I'm so grateful for you being here, so grateful for your wonderful contributions that you make every single day. And as we open this larger sacred anatomy field and call upon the sacred anatomy angels for support, they begin to hold the discerning field that we work in every day and right now. So our stated purpose for gathering together today is that we are releasing 2021 and welcoming 2022. And in order to clear space for new and wonderful things to come together, we will complete the past year by letting go of issues and traumas, dramas, upsets, items that came up for you during 2021. And after we've released 2021, we're going to call in our personal vision for 2022. This is really a wonderful deep meditation that will allow your intention to emerge in a sort of multifaceted way. We want to expand the idea of who you can become in the new year, to be supported by the Sacred Anatomy collective field that we share together, and to focus hopes and dreams into stated goals and promises for yourself, allowing a personal vision to arise within you and to come from your deeper spiritual center, your core. In this way, you'll direct your intention and support your growth. So we're beginning this process now on the solstice, literally just a couple of hours after solstice dawned, and 10 days before the actual ending of the year for a couple of reasons. One, to step into the awesome power of emptiness for a controlled time period. In other words, we've let go of 2021, and then for 10 days, we're going to be in this empty place, making space and becoming aware of what that means for each of us. Using the exercises that I'm going to send you every single day from starting tomorrow until the end of the year, you're going to get those in your inbox each day. And what we'll do is align our collective energy at 12 noon, wherever you are, for global healing and awakened consciousness for the greater good. And that'll be something we'll all do together for the last 10 days of the year. And I want you to know these are fun exercises. They take a couple of minutes. They're fast. And it enables each of us to sort of do our part to lift the frequency of our species together. And so today, to release, we're going to make a list of all the things we want to let go. And this list just takes a couple of minutes to make. It's not something that you're going to need to sweat over for an hour. And then we're going to pull top three items out of that list to focus on. And this exercise will let your mind relax about the events of 2021 and release their hold on you, really allowing you to clear the clutter of that. So don't make your list too detailed and bring forth just enough information so what you want to release comes clearly to mind. You know, something we often forget is how much we've done and accomplished with our time. Even though we're engaged in life, it all seems consuming, right? We're going along, engaged, everything is everything at that moment, right? But then we look back of it and we can't even remember what we've done. And ironically, we forget not only tragedies, but we forget triumphs, the things that shape us, change us, and give us a foundation to stand on. So this moment now is an opportunity to recall and let go of what this last year has been for you. So your list needs to include not only good things, bad things rather, but good things. Just everything you want to like kind of clear the slate. Like if you planned a big party in 2021, you don't want to let go of the wonderful memories of the party, but you do want to let go of all the hassle of planning the party. So things like that. So you want to, it ended up being a good thing, but the planning of it, the hassle of it, the complexity of it, the cost of it, all those things you want to remove, because they're no longer critical. The memories will stay, of course. All right, so I want to explain our release process to you so that it's really easy to understand and clear. First, you're going to create the list, and you're going to do that on a piece of paper. So if you've already created your list, you can add to it now. And then you're going to pick your top three items that sort of represent your release. And then I'll ask you some questions, and you'll answer those questions about those top three items. Then we're going to make sort of a combined release declaration. So what I did was I folded my paper in half and I wrote my list on one side, and then I wrote my top three items right here. And then next to it, I wrote my release statement. So it's really simple to do. You don't have to have 20 million things on your list. I think I've got about 15 things on my list, but they really capture what I'd like to just let go of. So please don't put this information in your journal. And don't make a copy of this list, because it's not something you want to hold on to. The idea is to let it go, and we're going to burn it, okay? So don't put it somewhere that you don't want to destroy. All right. So now we're ready to jump into the list. And I want to remind you, this is releasing 2021 and not the history of your life. So it's just 2021. So right now, let's take a nice deep breath. And as you do, just let the regrets and irritations, the struggles bubble up to the surface. And now write them down on your piece of paper. And if you've already made a list, just add anything that comes up. Another deep breath, allowing more regrets, irritations, and struggles to bubble up. And I remind you, some of the struggles led to good things, but we want to release the struggle. So this is a spiritual exercise. It's meant to bring you present in the expression of your authentic self. And just look to see if there are other things to include that have kept you off purpose this last year. Like if you really have something you want to accomplish with your life, but you haven't been able to, what are the things that have been stopping you? Old habits, beliefs, attitudes, challenging events, negative or limiting behaviors, illnesses, relationships, pressures, stressors, and difficulties. So now we're going to play a little music and pause while you have a chance to make your list. Okay, there's no music, so I can sing to you, I guess. But I think you'd probably rather have silence. Remember to keep breathing while you're reevaluating your list. Breathe in again. And breathe in again. And as you exhale, just let anything that remains bubble up. It literally just takes a couple of minutes to do. And if you've already done it, you can add to it. We'll just take another 30 seconds or so. All right, so now what I'd like you to do is examine your list and take a moment to pull your top three items out of the list. Your top three items. And then write those top three items down. And then we're going to have a question I'm going to ask you, and you'll answer it for each of those three items. So the first question is, how did this behavior, event, or action cause me to constrict, to withdraw my energy from life, or to become smaller in my behavior in the world? And write those answers down for each of those three items. And it doesn't have to be really detailed. You just want to get the gist of it. Because there's another question now. So what was the benefit of this behavior, this action, or this event? What was the benefit? So answer that for each of those three things. For example, the benefit of something might be it kept me from focusing on the things that I really needed to accomplish. It kept me off center. So the benefit was I didn't have to accomplish those things. We're very clever. And now you're going to ask the question, what was the cost of this behavior, this event, or this action? So the cost might be I didn't accomplish what I wanted to. I didn't keep my agreements. I didn't fulfill my commitment. And this can be somewhat confrontive. So just let those emotions come up. As I'm looking at my top three, I'm feeling, I can see I've needed to do a lot of personal work that maybe I've avoided. So now take a moment and review your whole list and ask yourself if there's anything else that you want to add to it. And notice how these top three things show up throughout your largest list. And if there's anything that jumps out at you and wants to be included, please add it now. Now ask your inner knowingness with a deep breath. Am I complete? Am I all done? Okay. Now we're ready to make a release declaration. And this release declaration is kind of a combination of the most important things that you want to release to support the completion of 2021. So what I did was I looked at my top three and I kind of combined them into a release statement. So you want to make this statement to kind of crystallize it for yourself. And so you might formulate a statement such as, I now release my old habit of being a lonely hermit. And then you want to say, I open up to the possibilities of love and friendship and greater connection with other people in 2022. So you want to say how you want to shift that. So you want to make your statement about what you're releasing and then how you're going to shift it. Yeah. So you want to make that a positive statement that outlines your desired release and suggests a new way to be in life. So right now, as you do this, just open up to the possibility. Take a deep breath, opening to the possibility that life might be different. So write that release declaration on your paper. And if you want to share your release declaration, write it into the chat and put it into the energy of this gathering. That's perfectly fine. You can post it into the place on the Zoom app where you can share in the chat. And this is a powerful context to speak your release declaration into. As the Sacred Anatomy angels and all of your fellow participants will be your witnesses at this moment. So don't worry if you don't want to share this. It's fine. The space is being held for you now to do what's best for you. This is the whole point. I'm seeing those come in. They look beautiful. Remember, a declaration always includes a positive statement as well, so you can let go and declare what it is that you want to accomplish. And you can release chaos and struggle and fear and upset and step into ease, security, confidence. Give you a little bit more time here to focus all of that. Okay, let's move on. Oh, I love these. Oh, I love all of them. Beautiful, beautiful, you guys. Keep them coming. The Sacred Anatomy angels are smiling and whooping and hollering. They're happy with all this work. Because the more space you create to go into this new year, the greater good you can do. It's really hard to be of service when you have a lot of clutter in yourself. And if you're hanging on to the crappy doodle of last year, it's tough to move into the joyous, enthusiastic spaciousness of the new year, right? It's beautiful. I love these beautiful statements. So wonderful. All right, pick up your paper. And ask yourself, am I ready to let this go? And if you want to make it even clearer, you can take a pen and write 2021 on here. So I wrote 2021 on my list. Am I ready to let this go? Ask yourself that. And if you feel a tug of fear or insecurity or even grief or anger, then this is your resistance to letting go. So take a moment and examine what comes up to you when you say the question, am I ready to let this go? Do you feel a little fear bubbling up? Take a deep breath. And feel into it. Contemplate it a little bit. What is that that's bubbling up about? Am I ready to let this go too? And if you have more that bubbles up, then sit with that and ask that. Am I ready to let this go? So if the answer is finally yes, with no qualms, no qualifications, now we're going to destroy our list. So remember, this is the fire of release. You're standing in it or sitting in it. And you've passed already just now through the door of letting go. And we're clearing out the old to make room for the new. So to do that, I want you to hold your paper in your hands and repeat what I'm going to say. And you can embellish this and add to it if you want. That's perfectly fine. I fully and completely release everything on my list. I let go of everything I put on this paper. I feel deep gratitude for the lessons of this year, 2021, in every part of my being. I allow myself to totally absorb and take into my experience of life thanksgiving for all I experienced and learned in this year, 2021. It is in peace and gratitude I now let this go. All right, so now you're going to take your list and wad it up. Take your burning bowl or your container, whatever it is. And as you place it into the burning bowl, Take a deep breath and ignite it. And you can say, ah, you can even yell that out. Woo, make sure you're not doing this in front of your fire alarm. And just allow this paper to burn. Now shake out your energy into the burning bowl. Shake it out. Shake out the energy of distress and ill health, of confusion, of lack. And as your paper burns, empty out 2021. And start to feel the empty place within yourself. There it is, it's all burnt. And now I'm gonna set this down and I'm gonna allow myself to be in the spacious emptiness. So let's take a deep breath and allow the sort of openness of having released gives you. And you are burning everything you wrote down on your paper, including your top three, your list, and your statement. You're burning it all. And if you don't feel you've quite released 2021, take a deep breath and do this. Ah. One more time. Ah. And let's do it one more time for the human species. Oh, there you go. Yeah, because it's all of us, isn't it? There you go. Let it out. Let it go. Your part. You're holding your part of the human species. And you're letting go that stress and that trauma of 2021. And boy, was there a lot, right? Take a deep breath. Ah. You know, you can do that as many times as you like. It only helps. All right, now we're going to prepare for our meditation. So I'm going to take you into a pretty deep meditation. It's going to last the better part of an hour. So I want you to be comfortable. You can sit or lay down for it and make sure you're warm. That's one of the things that's so important in December, isn't it? And take care of your physical body because you're going to be in this position for a little while. But here's a cue and a tip. If you tend to fall asleep in meditations, or if you didn't sleep well last night and you're a little tired, you might stay seated in a chair because you do not want to fall asleep. The meditation is going to work if you do, but more likely than not, the value of the meditation is that you can remember things. So if you're unconscious and asleep, you're not really being a participant in the process. You're sleeping through it. So we don't want to sleep through 2021, do we? So keep yourself seated if you tend to fall asleep during meditation. If you don't and you're comfortable laying down, please feel free to do that. Now put your journal or some sort of paper beside you to write on because your vision is going to be evoked. And this is something you want to hang on to, you want to remember. So you're going to write your vision down at a point in this process, which I will tell you about. There are no surprises here. So this is going to be a deep visualization. So let me expand on what visualization can mean. There are people who cannot visualize, who don't visualize. Now, for you, this is a somatic experience. So it's in your body. Information is arising within you, within your physicality. There are some people who don't feel things somatically and who don't visualize, but who have like ideas and words that come to them. So those are your visualization. So when I say the word visualization, it includes a broad spectrum of how people perceive and process data at a subtle level. So don't analyze anything while you're in it. So if something rushes through your body, don't analyze, well, that's about the breakfast I ate. Don't do that. Your experience is just your experience. And if you want greater clarification that's happening within the journey, ask for it during the journey. Ask for it during the visualization. And the elements will actually assist you. I'm going to mention during our visualization and our meditation parts of the sacred anatomy by name, and I'll give you a brief description of what it is that I mention, where it's located and what it does. I'll combine that into the meditation. So you don't have to know anything about the sacred anatomy when you begin, but you will feel it as you move through it. So allowing yourself to see or feel into what appears and what lifts up out of the darkness or on the horizon of your mind or that travels through your body will really expand your experience. And at different points in the meditation, I will make suggestions to you to do something physical, to reach out your hand or do something else. This is designed to anchor this experience into your physical body, to help you bring the vision back into your life, and then to be able to actually use it again. So please follow the instructions. They're meant to help you and to deepen your experience. The entire experience is a highly intentional act, and you are an active, awake participant. I'll keep the meditation interesting as I can. You know, I'll do the best I can with it. So if you're not visual, you can dive into the story that I'm telling and the physical movements of the experience. The main thing is to allow yourself to become part of it that way. So don't worry if you don't see things or sense the way somebody else does. Concentrate on the feelings in your body and allowing your own thoughts to arise. So privately now, please set your intention to stay present in the meditation and to allow your authentic self to actually speak to you, to direct you, and to support you. So the four aspects of your authentic self located about 20 feet above your head, these golden lights that are there for you, and they want to help you be more of who you truly are. They want to help pull back the veils and drop the curtain so that you can actually see who you are and feel who you are. All right, so let's prepare for meditation by taking a deep breath. And relaxing. And you can close your eyes. I will not be showing any visual images on the screen. You won't miss a thing. So this afternoon, you're going to go deep into the wisdom center of your soul, or this morning, depending on where you're located. The wisdom center of your soul. That's our destination. So taking a deep breath, please be aware of the stream of subtle energy called the core. that's moving down from 2 feet above you, through your body, going right out your body, through your knees and your ankles, your feet, down into the earth. Everybody has a core. It's a pure source energy, and it's right there at the center of your entire human energy structure, starting 20 feet above your head and ending 20 feet below your feet, which holds and embraces your physical body at the center of it. So 20 feet to the left, 20 feet to the right, 20 feet in front of you, 20 feet behind you. You're sitting in a large energy bubble in the shape of an egg. And the core includes your spine and lending it support. There are three downward coursing currents inside this powerful stream of energy that is a manifestation of divine consciousness within you. So just breathe for a moment, feeling the downward moving currents pulse and stream. This is your vibrant core. Become aware of the core within you. Now place your hands together on the center of your chest, feeling them as they settle there on your body. Now move your awareness from your hands back towards your spine and come up next to the location of your core, which is right near your spine. For some people, it's at the front of the spine, and for some, it's at the back, and for some, it incorporates the spine. Now, see if you can feel into which way your core wants you to follow. So follow it. You know, your sacred anatomy is always reaching out to you, always wanting to connect. So feel if your core wants you to travel down, or wants you to travel up, or wants you to stay right where you are. So the fact that you're connecting with this powerful part of your subtle self right now is stimulating not only your relationship with it, but your experience of your own soul. This is like a telephone call from God. You know, you pick up the phone, and there the divine is. And this is what that is. This is your connection, your plug-in to the divine source. And from here, you're going to feel yourself either being pulled down, being pulled in, being pulled out, or maybe being pulled up. But stay with how it wants you to go. Go with it until you come to the Rainbow Bridge. And the Rainbow Bridge comes from and originates in your individuated nature, which resides right here at your core and is the place of your deepest knowledge. So the Rainbow Bridge is emerging from that deep place of knowledge and awareness. This is where awakened beingness resides. And from this place within you, it's always possible to find your way. Now, as you're reaching the Rainbow Bridge and standing on it or standing near it, you can feel yourself aware of it. You're going to invite some friends to come with you. These are the four aspects of your authentic self. So these are parts of you, and you're parts of them. So you're going to invite the physical aspect to come. So, beloved physical aspect, please join me on this journey. Say that out loud. And this is the divine physical, the divine body, the body of cosmos. Beloved emotional aspect, please join me here now. Say that out loud. And this is the pure, divine, emotional truth of divinity, of the totality. And now invite your psychological aspect to please come here now and be here with me now. And as you do that, you're inviting the divine mind, the beautiful creative impulse of the divine creative force that makes life and holds the universe. And then finally, I invite you, spiritual aspect, to come here and be with me now. And this is the great spiritual nature of all creation, the Alpha and the Omega, the One. So as you invite these four aspects of yourself to come here now, they arrive as allies and friends. They may have different faces, they may have different shapes, they may be different sizes or colors or be carrying interesting objects. They come how they come. They are your allies. They are your friends. And as they've arrived here, you begin to be ready to take your journey. You're still standing at the beginning of the Rainbow Bridge. You're still waiting for everything to kind of line up, being aware of your subtle and sacred self by